Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
SBS Greek, Alexandros Logothetis on the mic, and we have the pleasure today of hosting the Director of Strategy and Analytics at the Redbridge Group, Mr. Cosmos Samaras. Mr. Samaras, thank you for accepting our invitation.
No problem at all.
Okay, so we're going to talk elections, of course. Initially, yes, we thought that this would be a close race between Labour and the Coalition. However, now it seems that Labour is marching towards a comfortable victory. Do you agree, first of all, with this assessment? And if yes, how did we get here?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be easier for the Labour Party to win. It's still a question of what that win looks like. There are still a number of seats that are probably too close to call, but it's definitely looking like it's going to be either a minority Labour government or a Labour government. And the reason we're in this space now, we're not talking about the possibility of a Peter Dutton government, is because the Coalition has lost significant amounts of support over the last 8 to 12 weeks.
How?
Mainly to minor parties. So they have lost a bit to Labour, but overwhelmingly the majority of votes they have lost have been to minor parties and independents. They've also lost significant ground in the contest of winning over what I would define as voters who were in the market to be wooed. That includes voters within diverse communities. And so what we do know now, based on our research, is that Labour has an absolutely commanding lead, particularly amongst diverse communities.
What exactly lost them, these voters? Are the backflips with the working from home policy or the nuclear policy? What is it that has really damaged the Coalition brand?
Yeah, I think voters are now moving into this. We're very tribal now. So if you look at both major parties' primary votes, they're still very relatively low, even Labor, although Labor's in a winning position. It's still going to do that in a very unconventional way. So what has cost the Coalition support is an inability to communicate to largely younger Australians that they've got a plan for their future. These Australians that I'm talking about were initially planning to support the Coalition. They weren't planning to vote Labor. And so that's one layer.
We're not talking about Generation Z here. We're talking about millennials.
Yes, mainly millennials when it comes to the Coalition. I mean, the Coalition really struggles with Gen Z. They are down to the low 20s, and it's a demographic group they're going to have a serious problem with in years to come. But millennials, you know, in their 30s, with young kids out there in mortgage land, regional Australia, many of them are diverse, particularly Melbourne and Sydney, because we are, you know, now in a new paradigm where the two most diverse states in the country are the ones that are considered the swing states, as the states that would determine the next federal election. Mm-hmm. And so they failed to capture the hearts and minds of these voters, and they have pushed some voters away as well, made it a lot easier for Labor to basically war over diverse communities, for example, with their immigration policies. There's a misconception, I think, within the Coalition and politics in general that migrant communities are anti-immigration. That might be necessarily true for those of us who are established, you know, second, third generation Greeks, for example. But for newly arrived and yet forming communities, like the Indian and Chinese diaspora, immigration is still a very important thing.
Can the Coalition do something to turn things around? Or alternatively, can complacency within the ranks of the Labour Party ruin a good outcome for them?
Look, I think it's going to be pretty difficult changing. You know, the analogy I like to use is the train is on the tracks and it's heading to the station. You know, Labour will need to just keep an eye on seats that are going to be too close to call. They could lose seats, and they could lose enough of them where they own a deep minority still to this day. Even with a two-party preferred vote of 53, the new paradigm we're in, you could still find yourself a minority government. And so this is why I'm always in my public commentary just, you know, cautioning people to not look and fixate on that two-party preferred vote, but rather just look at those primary votes, look at how each party is performing in each state. That will give us a clearer picture as to what's going on.
Finally, has there been a Trump factor that has influenced these elections?
It has influenced the election in terms of it's elevated Australians' anxiety about the future. Like every other country, many Australians have endured a pandemic, they've endured an inflationary crisis, and now they're looking at a world, a global economy that is falling apart. So that's elevated anxiety levels. It's made it a lot harder for Dutton to get away with some of the policy positions he's taken. They've been quite negative, as in, well, I call them the policies of pain. Mm-hmm. So there's always someone going to be hurt as a result of a policy position that a particular party is taking. So, for example, the coalition's policy around sacking over 40,000 public servants, forcing public servants back to the office now, that didn't come across to the Australian public as just public servants. Most Australians thought it was actually everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think he tried initially to seize on that momentum that wave that brought Trump into yes. power so convincingly. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, yes, I tend to agree with that. But unfortunately for the coalition, they build these caricatures of who Australians are. But we're a very different country to the US. Yeah. We're less religious, an absolutely different culture when it comes to our history, and we're less polarized as well politically.
Yeah. 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 And of course, he has rushed to distance himself from Trump.
Yeah, that's right. And so they're clearly picking that up in their research, and that people, even conservative voters, are very cold on the idea that he comes across as a Trump light. I would say his positioning around the Welcome to Country at the Dawn service and a few other things that he's done over the last couple of days, particularly labelling the ABC and The Guardian as hate media, has, I think, washed away any of the attempts that he has made to distance himself from that brand. So that brand is now going to hurt him pretty severely in some seats, particularly those held by independent Tills, mm-hmm. and to a certain extent electorates which that he is contesting in seats like Bennelong and other electorates where there is a huge diverse population.
Mr. Samaras, thank you so much for finding the valuable time to speak to our program.
No problem at all. Pleasure.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.